You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. He observes life in London. There is a new prime minister, and the PM is getting used to the public and its reactions and vice versa. And of note now, geopolitical note, the prime minister and his entourage traveled to Washington and sat with the president of the United States. And among the items they discussed were headlined were use of the Storm Shadow missiles from Britain that have been used successfully in the Black Sea, I'm told. But in this instance, Mr. Zelensky of Ukraine is asking Mr. Starmer of the United Kingdom for permission to use those missiles into Russia against defense establishments, Russian defense establishments. Mr. Starmer is asking Mr. Biden, as leader of NATO, for permission to give permission to Mr. Zelensky to use them. They're very carefully, this is the prime minister checking all the boxes. How is it perceived, Joe?
Well, I think, John, what's interesting about the story, first off, is that it's an encouraging sign that Keir Starmer wants to allow the Ukrainians to use these weapons in this way, because you've had an enormous amount of bluster from the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin threatening the UK, trying to warn Keir Starmer off of giving Britain's permission for the use of these weapons to attack targets within Russia. And Starmer seems to be keeping his nerve. So I think in that perspective, it's a good sign. While it also is troubling that you seem to have this divide between the UK and the US, where it's the US that is saying, well, no, we don't want you to go ahead with this thing that you otherwise would be willing to do. But I mean, that's my main take on this episode, that there's a lot of uncertainty right now about what a Labour Party foreign policy is going to look like. There have been a lot of troubling signs to do with their approach to the war in Gaza and their relationship with Israel. But here is a good sign that perhaps Starmer does have a bit more nerve than we might have thought that he would have.
Implicit in the remarks from the Kremlin, always vague, was that the retaliation will come against Britain. Has that been emphasized in the London reporting? Against Britain, meaning NATO, Britain as NATO.
I think that a big part of the story here is that Europeans have grown accustomed to hearing this kind of threat from Putin throughout. So, I mean, certainly the Germans have gotten used to this sort of threat, which has greeted every decision that Berlin has made to ship weapons to Ukraine. And I think that Britain is no stranger to this kind of threat either. And I think that it is notable that the Europeans, who are kind of, the most exposed in terms of these threats that the Kremlin is making, don't seem to be as worried or afraid as the Biden administration is. So there's this odd division here where the people whom Putin is threatening to attack are prepared to push ahead, and it's the U.S. who Putin is not threatening to attack who's saying, oh no, hold on, we don't want to escalate.
Migration, immigration, a huge story troubling across the European plain. Germany now closing its borders to some, Czechs at the borders to many. Spain dealing with a rush of Moroccan young men trying to get into the EU by storming a city that is in North Africa but part of the EU. And then there's the announcement that Prime Minister Starmer is speaking with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy about replacing the Rwanda expedition, which to my knowledge never happened, with an Albania expedition, meaning that if you enter the British Isles without being invited, you will be transported to Albania, where you will wait while we determine whether you're permitted to stay in Britain. I believe that's the simple version. Is this seen as a popular decision, given the fiasco of Rwanda?
Well, I think it's hard to say at this early date how popular it is, but this is representative of the fact that Labour rode into office without any particular plan for the dominant issue that seems to be vexing British voters, which is illegal migration, and also a sense that there is still too much legal immigration into the country. And now Labour is belatedly and from the back foot trying to come up with a solution. And so I think that there is a certain irony to the fact that having spent such a long time criticizing their Conservative Party predecessors for this Rwanda plan, they are now flirting with an Albania plan, which is functionally identical. I think that that is representative of the fact that whoever is in office, this is the issue that voters care about, and there are not an awful lot of plausible solutions at the moment.
You notice we're talking about Sir Keir Starmer without ever talking about the budget. I'm going to avoid the budget as much as possible because there's nothing finalized yet. I'm going to stay with the perception of Starmer as a leader. For reasons to do with the electorate decision on the size of the majority, there's reason to believe that Starmer will be the prime minister for 5 years, maybe 10 years. How's he doing, Joe?
I think, again, it's far too soon to say because he's got this problem where his electoral strategy before the July 4th election was to avoid introducing himself to the voters. So they really held off on making any big policy promises and just counted on the outgoing Conservative Party to implode, which is exactly what happened. But that means that we're still in this protracted period where voters feel like they're finally getting a sense of who Keir Starmer is and what he's all about.
And what you'd have to say, the minor issues, for example, how his wife buys her dresses or doesn't. That I see a lot of that in the news. And you say that that's them sort of scouting him out, trying to figure out his personality. Is that what's going on? Because it seemed awfully trite.
Well, I think that what goes on with a lot of these little scandals is that something like that is always bubbling along in British politics. It's the same as American politics in that way. And my sense is that voters often tune it out. So if you liked Keir Starmer before, you won't be put off by the scandal. If you didn't like him before, the scandal will only reinforce the things that you already knew that you didn't like about him and Labour. I think that the key thing that people are going to be looking for are what will he do, especially on taxation when they come up with a budget in a month? And is he going to be any more successful than anyone else has been getting a handle on the illegal migration?
Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal in London, Political Economics. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.